Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaywin Cochran. This week, temporary lodging. With nearly 4 million listings worldwide, Airbnb has dramatically changed how people travel. They actually list more rooms to rent than the top 5 hotel chains combined, but it's not just the big hotel companies that are having to deal with online, short-term rental bookings. It's stirring up housing markets in small towns, too, especially here in Alaska, where rental housing can be hard to come by. In Soldotna, there are nearly 200 Airbnb listings, though that's not the only place to book someone's spare room for a night or two. Soldotna's Director of Economic Development and Planning, John Zarneski, says a work session coming up next week won't have a set agenda. It will be an opportunity for anyone interested to share concerns or ideas they have regarding temporary lodging.
We are aware that there's potential concerns with regard to the effect short-term rentals can have on the existing rental market for long-term renters. You know, we're aware some communities, these types of operations have had impacts on, you know, neighborhoods. Depending on how many of them are popping up, they can potentially have an effect on our tourism industry. If enough of them are taking rooms away from our hotels and motels, so there's a number of different issues that we want to explore and find out, you know, whether we really need to address these in any particular way or not. You know, another thing is just, you know, how many is okay? Do we need to put a limit on it? Do we need to track them? What level, essentially, of oversight is necessary for these? Is it an administrative permit, no permit, a conditional use permit? So just a lot of questions to put out there in front of the Planning Commission and in front of the public and hear what they think.
Right now, the city of Soldotna doesn't even define what a short-term rental is.
Right now, the only similar type of operation that we regulate would be a traditional home-occupied B&B type operation. So that's one of the reasons that we're looking into this whole concept of short-term rentals, Airbnb, VRBO. We don't have anything on the books, and we want to have a work session to talk about it, find out if there's issues, concerns that we need to address.
We can look to other areas of the peninsula, Homer in particular, to see that the rapid rise of Airbnb-style lodging has had a big impact. The number of listings down there is about the same as the Soldotna area, but it's left an already tight long-term rental market even tighter, as homeowners stand to make a good deal more money renting spare rooms or even entire homes by the day or week instead of by the month. Vacation rentals can bring in double the dollars compared to a normal year-long lease. Zarneski says it depends on the overall type of community you're talking about as to how good or bad these kinds of rentals can be.
If it's a tourism area and, for example, near an entertainment district, the impacts may be very different than if it's more of a traditional neighborhood. And so we're just going to try to, like I said, try to understand what the concerns are here locally and whether people are seeing impacts at this point, and if so, you know, what they're seeing.
That work session is coming up Wednesday, June 6th, following the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 5:30 at City Hall in Soldotna. And now time for this week's number, 1,046. That's how many oil and gas drilling rigs are operating across the U.S. as of the end of May. At this time a year ago, there were 901 active rigs. Houston Oilfield Services Company Baker Hughes reports that 844 of those rigs are drilling for oil, 200 are going for natural gas, and 2 are listed as miscellaneous. Among major oil and gas-producing states, New Mexico added 3 rigs, and Texas tacked on 2 more. Kansas gained 1. Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, North Dakota, and Ohio each shed 1 rig apiece. The U.S. rig count peaked at more than 4,500 back in 1981. It bottomed out just 2 years ago in May of 2016 at 404. And that will be a wrap for this week's episode of Econ 91.9, which you can catch in its entirety. And all past episodes of Econ 91.9 at our website, kdll.org. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaywin Cochran. Have a great weekend.